Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We are getting word of more cases of coronavirus across North Texas and the state and for the Cowboys. One of the biggest names coming down with the virus. Details from KRLD's Austin York.
Ezekiel Elliott is one of several Cowboy players who have tested positive for COVID-19, according to his agent. NFL Network reported that multiple Cowboys and Houston Texan players had tested positive for the coronavirus. According to Elliott's agent, Elliott is feeling good. Mike Fisher of 105.3 The Fan says it appears the ones who came down with the virus are a collection of offensive players.
Part of this, because I think at Ezekiel Elliott's age, and given the fact that he's under the kind of care that a Dallas Cowboys player would be under, this will probably be fine. But the idea that some of us have had, at least early on, well, I don't know anybody who's got it, so I'm not that concerned. Well, now you know somebody who's got it.
In a statement, the Cowboys declined to identify the other players, citing federal and local privacy laws. Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Meantime, Dallas County reporting more than 300 coronavirus cases in a day. Today, that number is 305, brings the total above 14,500. One of the bigger concerns is how many people are in the hospital with coronavirus. Stephen Love is the president of the DFW Hospital Council.
In the past 10 days, we've seen an uptick in the hospitalizations. We still have plenty of capacity, but we're monitoring it very closely.
So are we in a second wave? It's too early.
I will tell you, in the last 2 months, we've had four times that we've had upticks, and they all went back down. This one has been sustained, though, for a week, and that's why we're really watching it.
Dallas County also reported one more death, bringing the countywide total to 285.
Well, Tarrant County is reporting another 164 cases of coronavirus today, bringing the county total to nearly 7,500. Of those, nearly 3,200 have recovered. There are no new deaths reported today. But yesterday, the county reported three deaths. The victims were from Arlington and Fort Worth. They were in their 40s, 50s, and 60s. They all had other health issues. 197 people in the county have died so far.
Several patients at a memory care facility in Plano have been hospitalized.
Crews with Plano Fire Rescue have been testing residents at assisted living facilities, nursing homes, and memory care facilities for COVID-19 since the governor ordered testing at all of those facilities. They found 19 people at the Arbor Hills Memory Care community showing symptoms of COVID-19, so they've been taken to North Texas Hospitals as a precaution. The company that runs the facility is notifying their family members. State health officials will work on decontaminating the facility. Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.